Title: Pleading Your Case Without Giving Away the Store. Surviving a Motion to Dismiss in Trade Secret Cases. Content: Trade secret plaintiffs routinely face a paradox at the pleading stage. Describe your secrets with enough particularity to survive a motion to dismiss, but without revealing the very information you are trying to protect. O9 Solutions Incorporated v. SAPSE et al., a recent ruling from the Northern District of Texas, offers useful guidance on how to properly thread that needle. How the dispute began, employees, downloads, and a competitor, O9 Solutions Incorporated, an artificial intelligence software company, filed suit in the Northern District of Texas alleging that three former senior employees, the chief revenue officer and two colleagues, left for competitor SAP. The lawsuit alleged that before leaving, those employees downloaded thousands of O9 files containing confidential business information and trade secrets. O9 asserted claims for misappropriation of trade secrets under both the Federal Defend Trade Secrets Act, DTSA, and the Texas Uniform Trade Secrets Act, TUTSA, as well as breach of confidentiality and stock option agreements, and tortious interference with contractual relations. O9's complaint describes the alleged secrets with sufficient detail the individual defendants moved to dismiss under Rule 12(b)(6). Arguing O9's complaint failed to plausibly allege, 1, the trade secrets at issue, and, 2, how each individual defendant allegedly misappropriated them. As experienced trade secret litigators know, these are two of the most common and effective arguments defendants raise at the pleading stage. The court rejected the challenge, citing Centennial Bank v. Holmes, 717F, Sup, 3D542, ND Texas 2024, Magistrate Judge David Horan confirmed that a plaintiff need not provide a specific description of the allegedly misappropriated trade secret to survive dismissal. Rather, it is sufficient to claim that at least some aspects of the information at issue constitute a trade secret. Courts in the Fifth Circuit have found allegations adequate where the plaintiff, 1, identifies specific groupings of information containing trade secrets, 2, identifies the types of secrets within those groupings, and 3, explains how the secrets were maintained as confidential. O9's complaint did exactly that. The court highlighted that O9 identified 8 distinct groupings of trade secrets, including its digital brain platform design and architecture, products and solutions roadmap, client-specific capabilities, sales and marketing strategies, customer lists and intelligence, business and partnership proposals, competitive intelligence, and financial information, and pointed to specific documents within each grouping marked confidential and proprietary. O9 also sufficiently pleaded reasonable secrecy measures, NDAs with suppliers and contractors, encryption and password protection, need-to-know access restrictions, and detailed confidentiality obligations in employee agreements requiring the return of company property upon termination. Plaintiffs' allegations of misappropriation were adequate at the pleading stage. O9's misappropriation allegations were also sufficiently detailed. According to the complaint, one defendant mass downloaded nearly 10,000 files on December 30, 2024, the same day he met the departing CRO for breakfast, and thousands more over the New Year holiday while on paid time off. Another defendant allegedly sent himself a test email, then an email with the subject line "download spoolen, Dutch for download stuff," before downloading thousands of O9 trade secret files, creating O9 client-specific folders, and forwarding himself emails containing O9 trade secrets. Shortly after the defendants joined SAP, the former CRO reposted an article on SAP's behalf announcing that Henkel, a customer both O9 and SAP had competed for, had partnered with SAP to implement the exact kind of AI-assisted solutions O9 had been developing for Henkel. The court declines to dismiss on the basis of group pleading and forum non-convenience. The decision also addresses two issues beyond trade secret identification that practitioners should keep in mind. First, the court rejected SAP's argument that O9's group pleading, asserting claims against SAPSE and SAP America collectively, was impermissible. Specifically, Magistrate Judge Horan noted that group pleading is not inherently evil where the complaint gives both entities adequate